Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Lyme disease has become a growing concern for anyone who spends time outside enjoying the outdoors. And in Vermont, that is nearly everyone. The disease is spread through the bite of infected black-legged ticks. As the number of people getting infected has grown, the number of tests to screen for the antibodies in the blood has also increased. Beth Daly, a reporter for the New England Center for Investigative Reporting, has looked into the validity of these tests, and she joins us now to talk about the issue. Beth Daly, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So in an article that'll be published on the New England Center for Investigative Reporting website tomorrow, you looked at these tests that screen for Lyme disease. What types of tests are there to determine if somebody actually has Lyme?
So there's a multitude of tests out there in the marketplace. There are tests that are FDA recommended that basically have been validated, that someone has reviewed how the test works and said, yes, it's working the way that you say it is. But there's also this other world of tests that have never been validated. And doctors and patients often have to rely on a lab's word to tell them that the test is a good one.
Well, why doesn't everybody use the test that has been approved and recommended by the FDA then?
Yeah, so that gets really into a great controversy going on about Lyme disease today. Virtually everything about Lyme disease is controversial. How long the illness can last, its treatment, and even its diagnosis. The current tests today, the FDA recommended ones, are not perfect. They actually miss most people in the very early stages of the disease, although as the disease progresses, it really becomes quite accurate. It can also tell people that they are positive long after the infection has been cleared from their body. So
that's because the antibodies remain in the body, and so
yeah, exactly. Just like if you had measles or something else, the antibodies would continue circulating. Antibodies are what your body makes just to fight off a pathogen. Mm-hmm. And early on, the tests don't really pick it up very well because your body perhaps have not produced enough antibodies for the test to sort of see it yet. But that test is validated, and it means that people have independently reviewed, scientifically looked at the test and said, yes, this actually does what it says it's going to. It's not perfect, but we know its limitations. The other tests that are out there, they're called laboratory developed tests, are just a large number of tests, not just for Lyme, but including Lyme, that basically don't have to go through any validation to prove the test accurately diagnoses the disease. And there's an exemption in FDA regulations that allows them to do this. And some of the tests are good, but some aren't. But it can be very difficult for a patient or a doctor to understand which tests are which because they both operate on the same playing field.
What do these other tests do? How do they differ?
So it's a little complicated, but some of the tests I investigated look for the actual bacteria that, so when a Lyme bites you, and we all hate it when a Lyme gets on you, a tick gets on you. Yeah, sorry. And it transmits a bacteria called Borrelia into you, and that is what causes Lyme disease. Most tests look for your immune response to Lyme disease. There's one test out there that I looked at that there's been a lot of criticism about. It's a test called Advanced Laboratory Services outside of Philadelphia. And they actually look for the actual bacteria in your blood, which is really kind of a gold standard. It's called culturing. And that is the gold standard for detecting a bacteria. But historically, it's been quite difficult for Lyme researchers to reliably find that bacteria and grow it. So a lot of people are very suspect about that test, in part because they haven't really published their results or their methodologies, and people have been able to reproduce what they've done elsewhere. So that's been one way. Another couple of tests out there look at, again, different ways of measuring your immune response, looking at various parts of your immune system to say, yes, you have it or you don't. And those two have not been well validated, or scientists have not really used them a great deal yet.
And in one lab's case, they use the same test that has been approved by the FDA, but it's a difference in interpretation.
Yeah, so one of the biggest labs and most popular, I'd say, is in California, Palo Alto, and they actually use something that's called a Western blot that the CDC recommends to test for Lyme, but they interpret it differently. Testing is not always a yes or no, right? It's sometimes you have to have someone interpret the results, and they interpret the results quite more liberally, many CDC scientists say, Centers for Disease and Prevention scientists say, than what FDA and federal scientists recommend. So the belief is that they're actually telling more people they may have Lyme than actually do, leading to unnecessary treatment perhaps, or wrong treatment for perhaps they may have something completely different.
So, Beth, what you mentioned earlier was that these tests are out there and in many cases unregulated. And so for doctors who may not be satisfied with the approved test or for patients who may not be satisfied, it can be difficult to figure out what they're getting, how the lab is working. So what do you recommend for people who are trying to figure out the best way to make sure that they are getting an accurate result from testing for Lyme disease? Yeah.
It's actually really complicated, right? Because there's so much controversy about Lyme disease that a lot of people feel they have it long after, you know, they finalize the course of antibiotics most doctors give them. But the one thing I would say about the FDA test, well, it's certainly not perfect, but as a disease progresses, once you have it for a few weeks, that federal test is probably going to pick up that you have Lyme. Perhaps not 100% of the time. I think the rate is something like 87%, but it does work. And what's more, we understand its limitations. What I think people go to these other tests, these alternative tests, and they may get a response, but they don't really understand if the test is actually telling them they have the disease or telling them they don't have the disease when they may, because no one has actually looked inside these companies' sort of black box and said, tell us how you do that test.
Hmm. That's Beth Daly. She's an investigative reporter for the New England Center for Investigative Reporting. Beth, thank you very much for telling us about Lyme testing.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And her writing on this issue will be published tomorrow on the New England Center for Investigative Reporting's website. We will put a link up at vpr.net. We'll also put it on the Vermont Edition Facebook page.